From that on west, over on the west coast until one in Waimawa, the place was a railroad station, not far from the west coast. So that's the Waimawa Road after that route.
And by this way
they call the road, they call it Lady, they call it Frostburg Road. It's Lady now. Now it makes a connection over not very far this side of the Polk County East Line. Next to Road 60, it comes from Tampa, going to Vero Beach.
Road 60.
Is it very far over to Vero Beach?
No, about 125 miles.
Frost, how far is it
from Frost? About 20 miles.
Yeah, I used to drive
on a dirt road all the way. It's generally about 3 over an old T-Mart car, but sometimes it takes one to drive 2 push. That's any of the Bob them people that learned to drive through that land, you know, how to manage to get through. Yeah, some get through better than others.
They soon learned
that
not to have too much air,
the tire could get through
better than
it should to have that. The tires have it tight.
Another thing,
if you go through that night, when there's a little moisture in the sand, then you should do the heat of the day.
Probably
they had to go by themselves through.
Why they
go at night.
They'd
make it, but they shouldn't make it in the day at all. It'd be hard to make it with 2 or 3 to push it. Somebody.
Yeah. You were telling me about, is Fort Lee the county seat of Polk County?
Oh, no. Bartow.
Bartow
is the county seat of Polk
County. How far is Bartow?
10 miles.
10 miles.
Which direction is that?
North.
You were telling me that, you know, about some of the work you did. You said you worked in the phosphate mine. Well, can you tell me about your work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I worked in the phosphate mine. I started and everything. I operated with steam. And the first work I did was to fire a boiler to furnish steam for steam engine to run a 6-inch centrifugal pump up by the steam shovels would dig, and it'd dig low enough that there'd be a lot of water to dig, and that'd keep the water pumped out. And that's what I was doing. I remember the man showed me what to do, and that 3 days before I saw him anymore, but I fired that boiler up and got pumped fine.
Third day,
the valve that I'd pump water in the boiler out of run dry, not let the little injector that put the water in the boiler get hot from the dry steam
going through it.
Because then when I got water in the valve, it wouldn't work. I went ahead and pulled the fire out of the boiler.